So, I mean, how did you first get into stand-up comedy then? What was the role behind it?
I had always enjoyed writing funny things, and I was a bit of a sort of a show-off at school where I'd always get up and read my stories out to the rest of the class, but I never thought about making a career out of it until I went to live in Manchester, and there was an amazing comedy scene in Manchester at the time. There were people like Carolina Hearn and Steve Coogan and John Pomp all doing comedy up there, so I kind of got into watching comedy, and then gradually I was seduced by it on stage, and I did a couple of gigs around the place near Manchester, and fell in love with it and never looked back.
Lovely, lovely. I mean, so who's your comedy heroes then? I mean, is there anyone out there that you think, you know, I really love that person? Anyone that inspired you to go and be who you are today?
Well, of all time, it's definitely Dave Allen, sadly no longer with us, of course. So he's still inspiring me, though. He was my favourite comic when I was little because my mum and dad loved him, and I used to do impressions of Dave Allen for them. So I'd sit there with a glass of whiskey in one hand and a cigarette in the other. This was the 70s and 80s, so it was allowed back then, and I would do my little impression of Dave Allen, which made my mum and dad laugh for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
And then as I got older, I loved Victoria Wood and Jo Brand, and, you know, basically it was always nice to see women on my telly doing comedy. And then now, there's so many amazing comedians around at the moment. I love Lee Mack.
He's
guaranteed to cheer me up if I'm feeling low.
Yes, exactly. He's very good. I mean, so you're on tour at the moment. How's that been going so far at the moment for you?
Well, it's been absolutely delightful, yes. It's kind of a nice little break for me now because I have two small children at home. Mm-hmm. So it used to be that I'd get really sick of being on the road because I was on the road all the time and, you know, never getting back to my own bed. And now I do a much more relaxed touring schedule, so I only do the odd show here and there. And so it's very nice. I get to go away for the night and stay in a hotel, and my husband has to look after the two children.
Aww.
So, you know, that makes it all so much more fun. And, it's nice to get out and get back into it because I took a few years off to have the kid. So, it's nice being back in the limelight.
Somebody's definitely got to look after number one. And if it isn't yourself, then you're, you know, something it's definitely up in that sense.
Exactly.
I mean, you perform for other comedians such as Mitchell and Webb and all of that. How does that compare in any way to doing to how does that feel to be able to stand there knowing you're the big warm up act before that?
I do so many different things, and I really enjoy that because stand up is my first love, and I love, you know, doing the live shows, being on tour and getting out and saying my piece. But it's quite nice. I've done, you know, warm up not only for Mitchell and Webb but for Puppetry of the Penis. I don't know if we're allowed to say that, and Ardal O'Hanlon, and lots of, you know, I've worked with lots of amazing people that way, and also I've written for lots of people as well. So I've kind of done a lot of writing for television, and it's quite nice when you see other people saying your words as well. Yes. That's a good feeling.
Of course. Now, as well, you've appeared on Mock the Week and Have I Got News for You, etc., etc. How's that been? I've always wondered what Mock the Week's like to appear on. I really have, but it must be
a bit scary. The thing about Mock the Week is it is quite competitive. Like, you know, Have I Got News for You and Never Mind the Buzzcocks are a bit more laid back and relaxed, whereas Mock the Week, you do actually have to run to the microphone, that bit where, you know, you see all the comedians sort of basically pushing each other out of the way to get on the mic. So I wasn't very good at that aspect of it. I'm not the most assertive of people, but it is very good fun, and it's amazing. The recording of that lasts for a good 3 hours, if not a bit longer, just to make, you know, a half hour TV show. So there's so much good stuff in that you never get to see, especially because when I was doing it, it was when Frankie Boyle was still doing it, and he would do hours of completely unsuitable material that could never be broadcast, but it was really good fun to be around watching it.
It sounds it. I mean, so is there anything else that's new in the pipeline at the moment for yourself then? Anything out that's a bit different for you?
I'm kind of looking forward to, I'm doing the Edinburgh Festival again this year, which will be lovely. I'm just doing 2 weeks at the Stand with my own solo show, but I'm also writing a play, which is going to be on at the Assembly Rooms on George Street, called The Fair Intellectual Club, which is obviously the first play that I've ever tried to write. So that's an exciting departure for me. I am not in it as well, which is lovely.
Oh,
I've cast three young women in it who get to, you know, I get just watch and relax, so that'll be quite nice.
Well, that will be, yes. Well, it sounds wonderful. You've obviously had a great career. Any highlights off from that you've had it, you can go, oh, you know, that was best and show
well, I think, well, probably The first Edinburgh Festival I ever came to was that was amazing. That was like that's why I've kept going back to the festival, and why I have an affinity for Scotland generally. But that was a career high. Also, I mean, I played Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, which was pretty special because I'm a huge Elvis fan, and I felt, well, Elvis played Caesar's Palace, and now so have I. Admittedly, I was just in a little conference room rather than the massive arena, but it was still, you know, it was still Caesar's Palace. So I'll take that.
Exactly. Well, check you out, as they say. Lucy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot, my lovely. Have a great day.
I will do. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.